Hello everyone, my name is Arknopod, and today's podcast I'll be discussing about Boku no Hero Academia. For those who haven't heard of it, it is about a society where 80% of the population, everybody has some sort of superpower, known as quirks. The rest, you can watch. But I'll be discussing about the quirks of Class 1A. Again, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you watch it before season 4 comes out. Alright, now let's begin with the main character of the story, which is Green Naruto himself, Izuku Midoriya, also known as Deku. His quirk is One for All, which is a quirk that allows the host to access power from the previous users of the quirk. It has not been clarified if the quirk that stockpiles power simply gains more energy as it is passed on, or if it is because of the other quirk abilities were imprinted into it as it was passed from user to user. And most believe that the people who use the quirk use it in different ways. Now, One for All receives its name from the fact that it's inherited by others. Now, it is one quirk for all people. Like a torch, it is passed from person to person. Deku has so far used this quirk without holding back. Now, as he doesn't have full control of the quirk yet, he tends to break bones when using it in a certain area. Now, it has been recently known that Deku also has a quirk called Black Whip, which is a quirk used by previous users of One for All. Its original user describes Black Whip as a top-grade quirk, which allows the user to generate black tendrils from their arm and command them at will, which appears useful when capturing enemies and increasing mobility. Now, the next student is the hot-headed sweat boy, Katsuki Bakugo, also known as Kachan, given by Deku. Alright, his quirk is Explosion. Now, this allows Bakugo to excrete sweat similar to nitroglycerin from his palms and ignite it at will to create various explosions. The more Bakugo sweats, the more powerful the explosions become. Now, he can use this quirk for speed and offense, and rarely defense. Alright, now we're going to talk about the literal definition of Icy Hot, Shoto Todoroki. His quirk is half cold, half hot, which allows Shoto to generate ice from the right side of his body and flames from the left. This quirk stems from a fusion of Shoto's father's quirk, Hell Flame, and his mother's ice quirk. Alright, now on to my favorite student and favorite character, which is Ejiro Kirishima. His quirk is Hardening, which gives Ejiro harden any part of his body. Hardening protects Ejiro from most physical threats. Once activated, Ejiro becomes capable of enduring what would be otherwise lethal hazards, like tons of falling metal and multiple explosions without leaving a scratch. Even bullets are unable to pierce the skin. Now, aside from increased defense, Hardening also grants Ejiro offensive power by turning his hardened body rough and sharp like a rock, increasing his physical strength, allowing him to cut enemies by grazing them. Now next up, I'll discuss the best girl, Mina Ashio. Also, don't at me because Mina is the best girl. Now her quirk is Acid, which is pretty self-explanatory, but it allows Mina to create corrosive liquid from her skin. This quirk alters Mina's skin pigment, resulting in it having purple-pink correlation. Despite that, her acid itself seems to be colorless. The produced acid can be strong enough to melt metal solid objects. Yeah, including metal. It's really strong, because acid is pretty self-explanatory. This gives Mina an advantage against most adversaries, especially those who are overly reliant on easy destroyable weapons and equipment. Alright, now the next character is none other than Human Pikachu, Denki Kaminari, whose quirk is electrification, which gives Denki the ability to charge in electricity and emit it out of his body as a sort of protective aura that electrocutes anyone through contact. Now, when using his quirk, Denki gains a defensive mechanism that shocks those who touch him, leaving them slightly paralyzed. If he emits enough electricity, it automatically discharges in all directions, shocking anyone close to him, regardless of contact. Now, next up is basically anime Spider-Man, Hanta Sero, whose quirk is tape. Now, this allows Sero to eject adhesive tape from his openings located on both of his elbows. Now, Sero's elbow look and function like tape dispensers, from where he can fire lengths of tape that stick to anything he aims at. The tapes are strong enough to immobilize opponents and support Sero's own weight. When released, Sero can either retract his tape back inside his arms or cut it off with his own hands. Next up is Female Syndrome, you know, the one from The Incredibles. Yes, female version of that, and anime version. Ochoka Uraraka, whose quirk is zero gravity, which grants her the ability to manipulate gravity upon touching solid things with her fingers. The targets lose their gravitational pulls, effectively making the object weightless or float. Now, she is able to activate or cancel her quirk's effects by closing her fingers together. She's also able to make herself float, but sometimes gets a little sick. Now, we have the girl who can create anything, Momo Yaoyorozu, whose quirk is creation, which allows Momo to materialize different objects, such as weapons and tools, from any exposed part of her body. Now, she cannot create living things, but she has the potential to replicate virtually any object, no matter how complex or advanced its structure may be. She only required to understand the atomic configuration of said objects in order to reproduce it. She first imagines the necessary parts, followed by the materials, then the assembling process, and finally the coding. Next, we have the class rep of Class 1A, which is Tenya Ida, whose quirk is Engine. Now, this grants Ida engine-like protrusions, which allows him to move at extraordinary speeds. Thanks to Engine, Ida can dash through long distances in a short amount of time. This makes him suited for missions that involve reaching a far away place as fast as possible, chasing after an object moving at high speeds, or even escaping an overwhelming threat. Now, next up is the Animal Whisperer, Koji Koda, whose quirk is Ana Voice, which allows Koda to communicate with and command animals through speech. Koda seems to be able to understand animal languages, or otherwise relieve information from the animals he commands. Now, this makes Koda a versatile hero due to the diversity of animals found within the animal kingdom. For example, bugs, with their small size and burrowing capabilities, can perform sneak attacks from the underground. Birds are useful for scouting due to being flying creatures with great eyesight, and so on. Next, we have a human bird, Fumikage Tokoyami, whose quirk is Dark Shadow, which grants Tokoyami a shadowy monster-like being within his body that can materialize and dematerialize at any moment. Dark Shadow is always connected to Tokoyami's body through an umbilical cord, even when it moves itself far away from him. However, Tokoyami does not appear to share the same physical sensations as Dark Shadow, such as pain and weaknesses, or vice versa, meaning that incapacitating just one entity will not prevent the other from acting. Now, Dark Shadow is sentient, capable of speech, and loyally protects the host regardless of the state it finds itself in. It is somehow able to communicate with Tokoyami telepathically as well. The next up is Kermit the Frog after a sex change. Asui Suyu, or you know, Su Asui, whose quirk is Frog, which grants Asui the abilities of a frog. That's basically it. Anyways, let's move on to the pervert of the anime, because we always need one of those. Minoru Mineta, whose quirk is Pop Off, which allows Mineta to produce extremely sticky, removable balls from his head. Once Mineta removes off one of his balls, a new one will grow in its place almost instantly. The balls appear to be Mineta's hair. Now onto the anime version of Captain Diabetes from South Park. Rikido Sato, whose quirk is Sugar Rush, which allows Sato to multiply his strength fivefold for 3 minutes by every 10 grams of sugar he ingests. Alright, let's move on to the student with the tail. Mashiro Ojiro, whose quirk is tail, which grants Ojiro a prehensible appendage that extends from his lower posterior. Now, Ojiro's tail is very, very bulky, being longer and wider than any human, normal human limbs. Its tip contains a tuft of blonde hair, reflecting Ojiro's normal hair color. Alright, this tail effectively acts as a third arm. It's strong enough to break objects made out of metal, capture enemies, and support Ojiro's own weight. Now onto the punk rock second, Kyoka Jiro, whose quirk is Earphone Jack, which grants Jiro long, controllable earlobes that work like headphone cables. Jiro's earlobes are shaped like jacks at their ends, allowing her to plug them into a variety of objects. Those earlobes can further channel the vibrations of Jiro's heartbeat, dealing damage to plugged objects. Moreover, Jiro can catch faint sounds through her jacks, giving her the ability to hear across even extremely thick walls. Her earlobes can stretch up to 6 meters, with the radius of detectable noises up to 12 meters. They are sturdy enough to easily pierce hard materials like rock and concrete. Next up is the girl you don't see coming, Toru Hagakure, whose quirk is invisibility, which speaks for itself. Invisibility, which means no one can see you. Now onto the boy whose quirk gives him tummy aches, Yuga Aoyama, whose quirk is Navel Laser, which gives Yuga the ability to fire sparkly laser beams from his navel, or belly button. Those beams can range from short to long range, with strong enough recoil to propel the user through the air at a high speed. Yuga's beams are powerful enough to destroy metal, although appear to be lethal. They're bright enough to be used to illuminate dark areas or work as a beacon, which allows allies as well as enemies to locate Yuga's current location. Alright, now on to our last student in Class 1A, who sort of reminds me of Goro from Mortal Kombat. Mezo Shoji, whose quirk is Dupla Arms, which grants Mezo arm-attached tentacles that can replicate parts of his body. Mezo was able to reproduce any of his body parts, including ears, eyes, mouths, hands, and so on. Something in my throat or something. Holy crap. Now, with said parts taking form through pods located at the tip of each tentacles, the duplicated parts are actually enhanced versions of the original ones, which improves Mezo's strength and senses. Different parts can be manifested at once too, allowing Mezo to combine his augmented sensory abilities. Well, that just about wraps up all of the Class 1A quirks. Now, again, if you haven't seen it, I suggest you watch it, because you've heard all these quirks, and there's plenty more. My name is Arknot Butt, and I will see you guys in the next one. Bye-bye.